This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Power Hour Nation, wherever, whenever you are listening, it is 8/29/2018, and you are listening, as if you didn't know, if you just by happen chance came across us on the dial, this is the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your host, Daniel Brigman. It is great to be with you. Fantastic broadcast again today. Jack Mullen from the Government Rag, he's been on at least one other time with me, that I remember. He's going to talk about Lavoie Finicum's case, the FBI agent who murdered him. I mean, we're going to say shot him. Let's not say shot him. Let's say murdered him. I mean, let's just tell it like it is. Murdered him, of course, was on trial for lying about it. You know, not only was it bad enough he murdered him, then he lied about even shooting him. It's just a whole mess. There's some intricate details to this. I think you probably should be aware of and want to be aware of. Jack Mullen's going to come on and talk about that, and I'm sure some other breaking, pressing things. Dr. Sherry Rogers, one of our favorites, of course, and one of the most brilliant medical minds that we have in the country, especially concerning general health and the challenges facing us today. She's right up there at the top. We are so happy to have her. 866-582-9933 is our number. You can give us a call and ask her any questions, or for Jack also, but we'll definitely have time with Dr. Rogers. And of course, email Catherine, support@powerhournation.com. We've already got some questions, so we'll be able to ask her that. And that number, my uncle was on a couple of days ago talking about the White House. There's a petition going around about censorship, Facebook censorship, YouTube, Twitter, all this. 202-456-1111 is the phone number. You can call and make your opinion expressed. Say, we want this, censorship? I mean, wrecking of people's internet lives, whatever you want to call it, we want it stopped, and stopped now. The website also, petition.whitehouse.gov, petition.whitehouse.gov. Call Congress, stop Twitter censorship in violation of the First Amendment. It says First Amendment rights again. That's part of the problem we're facing. We don't have First Amendment rights. I mean, even John Whitehead, I wasn't going to correct John Whitehead, but even he's talked about our First Amendment rights. We do not have First Amendment rights. We have natural rights. They're so much bigger than you can put down on a piece of paper. 20 or so years ago, actually a little before that, Joyce Riley, she was at the forefront. Maybe she was the first person, I don't know, on any kind of level like this in the media. She uncovered the secret statute, if you remember, that gave the corporate U.S. government the so-called legal, quote-unquote, air quotes, ability to experiment on our soldiers and the American people. Okay, from that point, the Power Hour was born soon thereafter. It was born with a dream, one of her dreams. I know Joyce well. I know what she wanted, and I know her heart. She wanted to improve your life and see that you were safe. And so recently, the Power Hour has stood behind that same message, buy from the good guys, it's all about the truth, you're in the right place, all these things. And now we're standing on the wall. Our message is the same. That's really the message, right? We want your life to be better. We want you to be blessed, prospered. We want you to be safe. But now the challenge is a little different. With a host of just brilliant guests, we have described the threat that we all face now, physically, spiritually, emotionally. A conspiracy seeks to use your talent, your endowment, your possessions to create a one-world government, a totalitarian system, the likes of which we have never seen. The Constitutional Republic is the greatest political miracle. It is right up there. In some ways, exceeds it. In some ways, is a little below it. The Mosaic Law, what Israel did in biblical times. So it's the greatest, or one of the two greatest, either one, political miracles we have ever seen. The endowment that you have by your Creator, the natural force that is within you, has been codified and protected by this nation, by our laws. The conspirators who sought to take all these things from you did not fight this republic. They did not fight it. Ladies and gentlemen, they did not fight it. They created a competing system and then slowly over time gave more and more energy to it. The great battle that we've seen around the Civil War time, around the Civil War, and then within probably 10 years, 5 years before, 5 years after, 10 years after, whatever. That was the great time. That was the great battle of the Constitution. America lost that. We lost. The South lost. We lost. We all lost. Slavery, the skin color of slavery was definitely black right before the Civil War. Now the skin color of slavery is everybody's skin color. Go look in the mirror. What's your skin color? That's the slavery that we're facing. The competing system that they formed was a corporate U.S. government that in 1913, they enacted, they were boring in the public. Not only was it a corporate, just a Washington, D.C., a 20 square miles right there around the capital of our country, the corporate government, the jurisdiction, 20 miles, it spread out. In 1913, you could have a Federal Reserve note, you could have a $20 gold piece, you could have a silver dollar, all in your hand, all operational at the same time. You can see the systems. They didn't directly kill the Constitution. They're sucking all the energy out of it. A dollar in 1913 was $1. About an ounce of silver, about a 5% of an ounce of gold. $20 was 1 ounce of gold, or about. As time went on, in the early 30s, Roosevelt took all the gold, made it illegal. Trading with the Enemies Act. Who is the enemy? This is the important thing. It's just like Joyce and her message about the soldiers, and about that they can experiment on the soldiers, they can experiment on the American people. Who were the fodder for this new corporate U.S. government? Who is the enemy to this new corporate force that was born and has been rising ever since right around the Civil War, right past the Civil War? Who is the enemy? Read Trading with the Enemies Act. The American people are. How do I know? What's the perfect sign? What's the obvious signpost so that I know that? It's not a theory. It's self-evident. Who did they take the gold from? Who did they take the gold from? They didn't take it from foreign countries. You know, foreign, trading with the enemy, foreign enemies. They didn't take it from foreign countries. Foreign countries could take their dollars to the treasury and still turn them in for gold and silver. They took them away from the American people. The American people, we the people, the financial might of our republic, this gold and silver that we had collected, we had worked, we had slaved, we had produced the industry, the Industrial Revolution, Andrew Jackson's birth of the private banks that went everywhere, the capital, everything that was created was sucked up in that moment and taken from who? Not from a foreign power. They were not the foreign enemy of Trading with the Enemies Act. The American people were. From that point, you still had silver certificates in circulation. You still had silver dollars. Again, they're not directly attacking the republic. They're not directly attacking you. They're giving more and more energy now to this Federal Reserve System, which is obviously unconstitutional if you're talking about a republic, our natural rights, and we the people. Now, if you're talking about a corporate statute created, it does have a legal arm. It is legal in that realm. Two different realms going. From that point, silver was taken out of coins in 1965. Gold window was still open to 1971, and then America said, well, foreign country, sorry, we're not. France instigated that because they put a run on, basically, the Treasury and forced us to, because we didn't have the gold to back it up. Nixon. So the Treasury, gold and silver was gone. Constitutional money was gone. At this point, about 100 years, 1971 to 1871, that's when the U.S. corporate government was born. The corporate. It's not even government. It's corporation. See even I don't even know the word. See how I'm even twisted about it. It's not a government. It's a corporation. So from that point, about 100 years, our constitutional money was all but gone. You can still buy silver dollars. You certainly wouldn't go spend them at Walmart. The Silver Eagles, you know, says a dollar on them. You certainly wouldn't go buy anything. You could. Do you see? What's a dollar worth today? About 2%. If you take an ounce of gold, an ounce of gold is about $1,300, $1,200. It's they've driven it a little down. It's a little under $1,200 now, I think. Silver's so cheap, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my gosh, it's probably the cheapest commodity in the world. I definitely looking to add. Maybe you should consider too. Not financial advice. May want to consider. But anyway. So you see, these things are still in effect, and it's symbolic. That's the indication of our republic. You know, we have about 2% left in reality. That's in function. That's in courts. You don't believe me again? Why do you think that in these court cases we've seen, the judges are now saying, if you mention the Constitution, if you mention the Bill of Rights, you will be arrested for contempt of court? The administrative process, the corporate U.S. entity, has taken over our lives and gained all this power, and the republic is on life support on the side of the road. Not there. Nobody killed it. Nobody fought it. No arms were raised against it. It lies there because of our ignorance, our apathy, and our desire to fall for the tricks of these conspirators who wish to bring us out of that into a slavery. This is slavery. Under one, you have all the authority, all the power. You are the government. The other, you are subject to the state. It is socialism. Socialism is completely opposite our republic. Socialism is Luciferianism in disguise. Why do I say that? Some people are going to know, we're going to be upset. It's the truth. Lucifer's plan was to take your endowment, what God gave to man, and take it for his own glory, and he wanted to ascend the throne of God. In the Garden of Eden, Lucifer took the responsibility for the fall. When man passed it on the woman passed it on the serpent. The serpent took it, did not complain, took the blame, took the curse, also took the authority. The god of this world, Lucifer, so to speak, of you know, one realm of this world. The Savior comes along and takes it back, but took all the blame, all the accusations, did not, when he was accused, what did he say? He didn't say anything. In fact, he's the one who gave him the testimony that finally convicted him. He did not refute any of their claims. I am. And he took all the blame and took the death. He took all the authority back. See, this is the spiritual part of this. This is the spiritual part of the foundation of this country. That the authority, the dominion, is in you. So how can the government be over you? So spiritually, physically, emotionally, the battle is here. Huge story. Hillary Clinton's email server, a Chinese state-owned property, was hacking her email's private server in real time. The enemy, we've talked about this, China's bought up most of the movie studios. Why? To take your heart, to take your imagination, to capture Hollywood, to use, it's like a magic wand, all these things. China, right there in front of us, is being, the conspirators have chosen China as the mechanism to bring forth this one world totalitarian state. All that stands is your belief, your heart, and your faith. We'll be right
back. New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. *1234. That's *1234. *1234. *1234.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Biggest story in the world, maybe not in the world, biggest story in America on this security front. WorldNet Daily, Chinese front company hacked Hillary's server in real time. The private email server through which Hillary Clinton transmitted classified information to Secretary of State was hacked by a Chinese-owned company. The private email server through which Hillary Clinton did this was in real time. The FBI failed to act when the intelligence community inspector general warned of the problem, said at a July House committee meeting on this subject. A former intelligence officer with expertise in cybersecurity spoke on condition of anonymity, said two members of this committee, investigator Frank Rucker and attorney Janet McMillan, met repeatedly with FBI officials to warn them of the Chinese intrusion. What did they do? Nothing. What am I telling you? China has been appointed by this conspiracy, by the syndicate, to be the instrument to bring in the one world government, the totalitarian state, what have you, all of this. They have their eyes firmly on the Republic. It is, the heart rate is low. It's in hospice, but that doesn't matter. It's going to live or die with whether it lives or dies with you. Whether it lives or dies with you. That's why I've begged you to put the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator, the Declaration of Independence. If you have not read them, now I may offend some people here. If you have not read them, had your children read them, thought about them, prayed about them, I don't care if you like politics or don't, this isn't about politics. That's what you don't get. This isn't about politics, this is about your soul. If you have not read them, if you have not thought about them, done anything, give them to your children, whatever, if you have not, shame on you. And you are contributing to the destruction of our republic and everything that we hold dear. If you have, thank you. I don't care what level of effort you've given to this. Thank you. God bless you in your efforts. And those who haven't, hey, let's go. Let's do it. It starts a simple thing, small thing. You can do this. Start by reading it. Start there. There's a universal power that will come to our aid as we do this, I promise. Hollywood elites gush over socialist Andrew Gillum's victory in Florida. Again, Hollywood. Notice China bought up Hollywood. All that. As land confiscations loom, South Africa rules 300,000 gun owners to turn over their weapons. They have 60 days. Gun owners who fail to renew their firearms in this little window that they created for them, their licenses, they must hand in their firearms to the nearest police station. Kind of like Nazi Germany, right? Next Tuesday will be by Leave Your Guns on the Porch. You know, right before gun confiscation looms. You see this? Don't ever give up your gun. Your ability, your right to carry a gun is more important than your life in a lot of cases historically. It's not hyperbole. I can't even say the word. Anyway, top cartel lieutenant is captured in central Mexico. All these stories and so much more are at thepowerhour.com. More than 150 undocumented workers arrested in a Texas raid. They're at one of the load trailer manufacturers in North Texas. 150. Wow. Trump's task multi-agency committee with countering pro-marijuana message. Report, the White House has tasked a multi-agency committee with countering pro-marijuana messaging, according to a report by BuzzFeed. You know, many of these states are trying to make making marijuana legal. Not decriminalizing it, but make it legal, make money off it, then the states see a money-making opportunity. That's just what we need. It's like Big Pharma. They have a vested financial interest in you taking opioids. Now the state has a vested financial interest in you smoking weed. Nothing. What could possibly go wrong with this scenario? If you want my personal opinion, I'm all for the decriminalization on a lot of levels of this. I'm not for the legalization. I don't want people, their house being busted in the middle of the night because they may have a marijuana joint in their house. More local governments raised the smoking age to 21. This past summer, Massachusetts became the sixth state to boost its legal smoking age to 21, while two dozen other states considered similar bills this legislative session. I wish, some states I've lived in, you can't smoke in restaurants at all. Other states I lived in, it's like, you don't even want to go in there because you're choking. Last time I checked, secondhand smoke kills people, right? That's right? I mean, okay, yeah. So, if the government's there to protect you, what are they doing? Again, you see it? There's a financial interest. See when fiduciary responsibility weighs what's right or comes up against what's right or wrong? Canada jumps into the NAFTA talks. Wow, how convenient. They said they weren't going to talk at all. America, Trump made a deal with Mexico. Now Canada, the lady left her vacation in Europe and ran back to America. We wanted to talk. We'll talk too. Yeah, I bet you will. Look, these countries need America more than America needs them. That's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And we need to use that because we've acted like the mouse in this situation. Anyway, we'll be back on the other side. Jack Mullen and LaVoy Finicum, more stories.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump took to Twitter to announce that White House counsel Don McGahn will be leaving this fall. The tweet read in part, "White House counsel Don McGahn will be leaving his position this fall shortly after the confirmation, hopefully, of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. I have worked with Don for a long time and truly appreciate his service. Today at the White House, President Trump was again asked about Google.
Well, I think that Google and Facebook and Twitter, I think they treat conservatives and Republicans very unfairly. I could tell you that I have personal experience. I have a lot of people on the various platforms. And all of a sudden you lose people and you say, where did they go? They've taken off.
Today is the first day of five memorials honoring the late Senator John McCain. McCain will lie in state at the Arizona Capitol in Phoenix. A private ceremony was held earlier today as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Back to the Power Hour. Of course, we have things for sale at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. We have the Helon and the Lamb Cream. Ron Sally was on yesterday telling his stories. You know, he's got tractor trailers full of testimonies, basically, of those great products. Fantastic. We're going to put a pre-sale, a new printing of the book, Forever 17-6, of course, written by yours truly and my uncle Kevin, as you know. We're going to sell that. Those are on sale. Of course, all the other great products. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We're very happy to welcome our next guest. He's been on before. He's a native of West Virginia and continues to pursue his lifelong ambition to understand the world. That's his bio. I thought, wow, that was very clever. He's a writer for Activist Post and, of course, a full-time for the Government Rag. And the article he's written recently about the Lavoie Finicum shooting is the real reason he's here, what we'll focus on. Jack Mullen, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. It's a pleasure to be here. It's been some time, and I'm finally on, and I I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to have you on again. I mean, it's not because of the lack of wanting why you haven't been on. It just, we'll get back more in touch. I love your positions and your points of view. This situation with Lavoie Finicum, the shooting, I don't call it a shooting. I call it a murder. Potato, potato, I guess, depends if you're on the FBI or not. Give us a little background about the case and what has just come down.
Well, Lavoie Finicum was involved a long time ago, but I guess it was back in 2015 with the Bundy Ranch episode over in Nevada. And, you know, that was highly publicized. I mean, it was something that was on Alex Jones every single day for, it seems like months, but whatever the time period was, a long period of time. And Lavoie was in a similar situation where he lived. He lived in Arizona, and he was a rancher, an interesting person, with 11 children of his own, 19 grandchildren, and I'd say he was in his early 50s, and he's a constitutionalist, a believer in the founding fathers' point of view of how this country ought to be operated and managed, and at the same time he could read and understand the Constitution, so he felt like he had some reason, being that his lands were also being taken over by the Bureau of Land Management. So he went down to help out Clive and Bundy, and as you know, that story had a happy ending. And so then after that, he continued with his own struggles against the BLM, who had infringed on his water supply. That was one of his primary problems. But he had lands that had been hereditary lands, just like Clive and Bundy, that were basically, they're articles of property. I mean, they're tradable, but they don't come in the same sort of deed structure that you get when you buy property today. They were something that were, made available to ranchers who could farm a certain portion of property, whether it be an acre or 6,000 acres. And if they could farm it for some period of time, then that was basically their land. And eventually they were able to acquire some form of a title to it, although it's not the standard title, and I'm not an expert on it because I didn't research that too much. But they, over the years, you could trade those titles, and that included water rights that came with the titles, because without that water, you couldn't have cattle without water. And so Lavoie had water rights, and also beautiful, I don't know, he had thousands of acres as well in Arizona that his property title had been with cattle for, I don't know, decades, if not a century. And so he was in the same boat as Clive and Bundy when the BLM basically said, no, you're on our property, and it belongs to us. And one of the things I think was most important about my research into Lavoie was his understanding of the Constitution. And there's no connection anymore to the Constitution and how our legal system seems to work. But in Article 1, Section 8, he read this in one of his videos, but he talks about what the federal government was allowed to own. And one of the paragraphs just before Section 9, it explains that the U.S., that Congress could create a district, which became the District of Columbia, which was not to exceed 10 miles square, and also they could acquire things such as forts and places where they had magazines, storage of ammo, arsenals. They could also acquire dockyards and other needful buildings. And that's it. And it goes on to the next stipulation. So Lavoie Finicum made note of the fact that the federal government owns most of the West. Somewhere in my article I have that data, but something like 55% of 11 contiguous.
Yeah, it's about 60%.
Yeah, 60%.
Yeah, it's about 60%.
Yeah. So, and 80% of Nevada. So, you know, Lavoie was careful to point out that this didn't follow with what the Constitution said, and it doesn't. And the federal government is simply involved with stealing and land grabs for purposes yet to be seen, but probably, as I noted in my article, related to Agenda 21 and now Agenda 30. Which is to get the people off the lands. lands that are valuable. A lot of the lands that they own are heavily laden with minerals and lots of water. I mean, these people come after water with a vengeance. And so Lavoie was very interested and supercharged about the fact that the federal government had no business with these properties and that their family had title to them from generations old title. And so anyway, the bottom line was he got involved with his own situation. He helped Cliven Bundy. And then a situation very similar occurred in Oregon and in the eastern part of Oregon near a town called John Day, I think. But anyway, a similar situation happened to a family called the Hammond family, where they had property that was bordering the BLM. And the bottom line on that story was that Dwight and I forgot the other, I think it was Steve. Anyway, the two Hammonds, well, I think it was a father and son, but somebody may correct me and say it was brothers, but I believe it was a father and son.
Father and son, yes, you're right.
Yeah, they did. They had done controlled burning there on their own property, or the property they claimed through those titles that we've just been talking about, and having had cattle on them for years, et cetera. They did a controlled burn, and some of that burn left their property and ended up on the federal government's property. And they were then charged as terrorists and then sentenced to 5 years in jail for that burning that got slightly out of control, which they contained. And so people like Lavoie Finnegan and Cliven Bundy and the Bundy brothers, you know, felt that this was unfair, and that's how this whole thing in Oregon got started to take shape, where they decided to use adverse possession and occupy a nearby federal park. And it was in that occupation that this thing with Lavoie came from and where he lost his life. And I think it's interesting that, you know, this trial of this FBI agent is now going on 2 years later. This Lavoie was shot on January 26th in 2016. And just this month, in August, somewhere around the 11th, I think, I have it in there, but forget numbers like that, they acquitted or they found him not guilty. An FBI agent who was said to have fired two rounds that can be heard, but no one takes credit for who shot them. He claimed he didn't shoot them because he couldn't see the boy's head, apparently, while he was driving. And this story is very complex, and it's interesting, though, because I put a video on in this article that will help make some sense out of it. But Lavoie Finnegan was involved with the occupation of that state park, and what happened was that, it became a very heated situation, and the federal government surrounded it, and snipers and helicopters and, you know, around the clock, they harassed the group, of which Finnegan was not the leader, but he was simply somebody that was involved. But he became the spokesman because he can speak pretty well. I mean, he's very intelligent. He speaks in a very friendly country fashion, but his choice of words and the way he articulates himself sounds very educated. And he's an enjoyable person to listen to, so he became the speaker. And for whatever reason, I guess because Finnegan was a pain in their butt in several different places, they decided, I believe, to assassinate him. And I think that that evidence is in this video that I put there, Lavoie assassination forensic proof released. And there's a companion video with that, which is very important to watch. And it's written, it's done by the same individual who, if you go to his Facebook channel and pay attention to him, he's a very astute researcher, somebody who does a lot of forensic analysis of things that are in the news. And he's got a video where he talks about. Go ahead.
There's the music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's the music.
Wait.
Let's on the other side. We'll finish this. It is a little complicated. It is a little. There's a little more to that. We'll try to clear this up when we come back. What they were doing in the car, who's in the car. They were fleeing for basically refuge. Stay tuned. Jack Mullen.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico.
ago, January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Government Rag is one of these outlets, news outlets, that wants to know the truth and has these points of view and even is brave enough to talk about these stories. We love the Government Rag here. TheGovernmentRag.com is where Jack is a full-time writer. Many of the writers, or several anyway, have been on the broadcast, and we always love people from the Government Rag. So Jack is a full-time writer there. That's this article. You can read the whole article. Catherine, I'm sure, has put it on our website to link over there. And hopefully she'll get that video up too. If you're listening, Catherine, get that video. This is very important. People clearly understand what went on. So let's backtrack slightly, Jack. They were at the refuge center there. They were occupying it. They had a sympathetic sheriff in a neighboring county that said, hey, come here. Not that we'll give you refuge, but hey, I want to hear your story. I want to help defuse this. So in a sense, refuge. Then they were on their way, and then that's when all hell broke loose. So take it from there. What happened, and then how many bullet holes, and then the whole 9 yards, so it's clear to people.
Okay. Like I said, I'm not an expert on this case. I got interested in it because I started researching a little bit about Lavoie, and I found a great American man there, somebody that any youngster could look up to, and I feel sorry for his 11 children and 19 grandchildren. But according to the story, he had decided or was convinced that they could leave peacefully the occupied park they were in, and he was allowed to leave. I mean, basically there was nobody stopping him from going out with his truck. He had a white pickup with seating, you know, it was a double cab, so he had seating in the back. And he had four passengers, including two women, and they were heading for a town called John Day for a meeting there with the sheriff and what they believed were up to 300 other ranchers that were going to discuss what was happening there and perhaps maybe find some solution. Then there was another vehicle that had Clive and Bundy's son, Amon Bundy, and another fellow named Brian Cavalier, and Mark McConnell following them. So they're driving down the road, and it's my understanding is that they were pulled over. So they were approached from the rear, and with flashing lights, they stop their car. The guys in the back say, hands out the window. They put their hands out the window, and there's an immediate shot. And so they're shot at immediately. One of the occupants of the vehicle is shot in the hand. His name is Ryan Payne. Ryan Payne, by the way, is possibly an agent provocateur. Ryan Payne gets out of the car then, having been shot. You can see all this. It's 100% recorded. There's a female in the car. Her name is Victoria Sharp, and she filmed this thing. Her and her mother, I believe, were in the car. And they anyway, it's filmed, and you can see what happens. He gets out. Lavoie gets nervous and decides they're shooting at him, so he wants to get to the sheriff's office, so he takes off.
He
speeds away, and little does he understand that they've got a roadblock set up about a mile from that first stop, behind a blind turn with a road that has a speed of 65 miles an hour on it, and Lavoie's driving approximately 80 miles an hour. And it's a snowy day where the roads are snow-covered to some extent, and there's high snow banks on the side. And he comes around the turn, and as he comes around the turn, this is where this video does a really nice job in showing you that he attempts to slow down. And the video even does a computer simulation of how quickly he slows down, and it's consistent with the man that's trying to stop. However, he gets shot at three times while trying to stop, and consistent with the sound of those bullets, he momentarily releases the brakes, and you can see this in this video because of the way the brake lights show, and also his speed changes for a moment. So he overshoots the roadblock. He goes off to the left and into the snowbank, and from there he sticks his hands out of the window, hands in the air, and he says, I guess you're going to have to shoot me now, which I don't think was a very good thing to say. And he gets out of the car, which you can see clearly because for some reason there's helicopters right above instantly taking photos of this entire thing. Hands in the air, and there's two shots fired immediately as he gets out of the car. His hands are still in the air. He doesn't react to the shots that were shot at him but missed him. And he's running or walking quickly towards an open area nearby with his hands in his air, saying, then you're just going to have to shoot me. And right after this, this is where this individual who made this video did a wonderful job. His name is Gavin Seim. He shows, and you can see this pretty clearly in his video, that there's an FBI agent crouching nearby behind a car that fires what he believes is a rubber bullet that strikes Lavoie in his chest. Lavoie then stumbles, and you can see the stumbling perfect, and then takes his hands out of the air and reaches for that bullet wound. He's just been hit by something like simunition. He reaches for that, And as he turns around, still reaching for that, he's still almost falling. Three more shots fire out from the state trooper who shot and killed him, right in his back, and he's shot immediately there and killed. And so this evidence is, I think, pretty damning. And it's one of the things that drew me to just write this article, because people need to see this evidence. It's clear, I think, that to me, that they brought him out of that situation. They tried to stop him, but they didn't. They wanted him to get upset. They kept shooting at him. They shot at him a total of six times before he got out of the car. And they wanted him to resort to violence. Now, no gun was found on Finnegan, and so he didn't do any shooting. And as soon as he gets out of the car, the instant he's out with his hands up, he's already fired at twice. And then you,
Jack,
can see the other. Yes, sir.
We have a minute or so left. Time is running out on us. I mean, stories like this are just, they're becoming all too frequent in America. We had John Whitehead on yesterday, very chilling interview about what really is going on. It basically, the police force, in one aspect, has become an occupying force, a foreign enemy to the Constitution. I mean, what other word can you say? When you look out across America and you see things like this and you see what's going on, what goes across your mind?
That there is a concerted effort to promote the destruction of the European-American culture. And Mr. Whitehead spoke at length about the way the language has been changed, the indoctrinations of schools and so forth, and to produce children that no longer even think as an American, while at the same time, the escalation of the violence with police and the fact that there's a lot of racial tension deliberately created, and the fact that they're bringing people from other nations here that are incompatible, and likely a large percentage of them are even criminal. This is designed to promote a civil war, and constitutional Americans like Lavoie Finicum understood that. He understood that this was could be handled peacefully if it were possible, but he noted that the only people that brought guns to the battle were the FBI. The only people pointing weapons were the BLM. And in this case, he was shot at six times without even having a weapon of his own. So the only way Americans are going to get their country back, apparently, is through a battle. But this battle's been rigged, and so everybody has to be clear thinking before they make any moves in this situation, because it's been gamed and super gamed, and we're just pawns in this thing being pushed around on the table right now. And if you ask me what the results of this are supposed to be, it's supposed to be the end of the United States and all Americans disarmed. And from there, we move towards this ubiquitous new world order.
Jack, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.